Masechtas Brachas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. So we're continuing to discuss halachos of tefillah. Rabbi Eliezer said, ha'oseh tefillasei keva. If somebody davens, but he treats his tefillah as if it's an oil, he treats it as if it's something that he just wants to be over and done with. It's as if it's a load that he's carrying that's very, very heavy, and he can't wait until he's able to unload this thing. Ein tefillasei tachnunim. That tefillah will not be received by a Kadosh Baruch Hu with compassion. So if a person davens, he says all the words, maybe even has kavana, but at the same time, he doesn't treat his tefillah as a privilege. He doesn't treat it as being something that's an incredible schus, an opportunity that he has to communicate with his creator, then his tefillah will not be received in the proper way. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Amahalich b'makom sakana." If somebody is traveling and he's in a dangerous place and it comes time to daven, now if this person's going to daven along Shmeina Esrei in such a dangerous place, he's going to be causing himself to be in great danger. So what should he do? Mispalul tefillah katzara. Says Rabbi Yeshua, you should say a small tefillah. Meaning, instead of saying a regular Shmein Esrei, say a small tefillah. How small? It's literally two lines. Omer, he should say the following. Hoysha Hashem es amcha. Hashem, please help, protect, and save your nation. Es she'eris Yisrael, the remnants of the Yidden. B'chol parashas ibur yiud sarcheim lefanecha. And even if Jews do aveiros, parashas ha'ibur, even if they're poirish, they separate themselves from the pack, ha'ibur, and they do aveiros, still you should do whatever it is they need. Baruch atah Hashem, she'imeya tefillah. So says Rabbi Shu, instead of davening a long Shmeina Esrei, that one line, that's what your Shmeina Esrei should be. Masechtas Brachas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah. Again, discussing halachos of tefillah. If somebody was riding on a donkey, today driving a car, but once upon a time he was riding on a donkey and it came time to daven. Yerid, you shouldn't be sitting on the donkey and daven, but rather you should get off the donkey and then daven. Vim einu yochel erid. Let's say for whatever reason you can't get off the donkey, it's just impossible. So daven while you're on the donkey, but at the same time yachzer es panav. What you should do is you should try to focus your attention and literally turn your head in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Then eino yochel lahachzer hazpanav. Let's say you can't turn your face and you can't direct your body towards the Beis HaMikdash. Yechaven es libo keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. At the very least, he should try to direct his heart. His mind should be focused on the Beis HaMikdash. And this Mishnah, the Mishnah in Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, is the makar to a halacha that every single person knows. And that is that when you daven Shmein Esri, you don't just get up and daven, but rather you're supposed to face in a very specific direction. You're supposed to face Mizrach. And the reason you're supposed to face Mizrach is because where we are situated, where we live, when we face Mizrach, really we're facing the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's an idea that a Yid, when he davens, is supposed to be facing the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where there is an incredible manifestation of Hashoyes HaShchino. Even Bizman HaZeh, the Rambam says, the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash has tremendous Kedusha. And therefore, you want to face the direction of the Kedusha. You want to face the direction of the Shechino. So that's why there's an Indian that when a person davens, he should be facing the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you physically cannot face the Beis HaMikdash because it's impossible, because old school, you're riding on a donkey. So at the very least, Yechaven es liboy keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. At the very least, in your mind, in your heart, you should try to visualize yourself as if you're facing not only the Beis HaMikdash, but the Holy of Holies. You should act in your mind as if you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim.